What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 4 of A Disciple of Christ, a season of commitment. Today's devotion is titled, Worship Amid Doubt. J.C. Ryle once said, "Doubting does not prove that a man has no faith, but only that his faith is small. And even when our faith is small, the Lord is ready to help us." Our text for today is from Matthew chapter 28, beginning with verse 16, part C, and verse 17. "Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted." Today's scripture contains the preface to what is known as the Great Commission. Who is the audience for this commission? Who is the them in verse 16? Scripture informs us that the 11 disciples are the original hearers of the Great Commission and that Jesus had appointed them to this meeting. Some scholars believe that the 500 witnesses to the resurrected Christ mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 6, were also there. But make no mistake, the first disciples of Jesus Christ are the distinguished guests of this mountain greeting. The command to make disciples was given to the first group that Jesus discipled. Jesus had modeled discipleship to them. Now, they are to go make disciples of others. That commission has been handed down to all followers of Jesus Christ. Scripture says that when the original hearers of the Great Commission saw Jesus, they worshiped him. The New Testament word for worship found here means to fall face down in admiration. It appears 13 times in the Gospel of Matthew. The disciples kneel and worship the resurrected Lord on a mountain. Imagine the joy and exhilaration of praising the Lord in this setting after Jesus died and rose again. Yet, Matthew 28:17 ends with a startling statement, but some doubted. Bruce Barton shares the following. "Among the 11 who saw Jesus, there were some who doubted, which means they had hesitations about believing in Jesus' resurrection. Apparently, on their walk from Jerusalem to Galilee, lengthy discussions were held. Matthew may have been reporting some of the doubts and concerns still lingering in the minds of the 11 chosen disciples. Of course, they would all eventually be fully convinced and believe. This is at least the fourth resurrection appearance of Jesus to his disciples. Yet some still doubted. Did they still doubt that he was risen and alive? Or did they doubt their own ability to carry on as his disciples? If indeed it was the latter, Jesus would give them some incredible confidence and encouragement by giving them the Great Commission regardless of their current level of faith." Isn't it encouraging that Jesus did not separate the two groups of disciples into those who fully believed and those who still doubted? Isn't it also enlightening to realize that Jesus didn't give the Great Commission to only those who were ready to live by faith? Jesus gave the same commission and call to the entire group of disciples, irrespective of their current trust in Him. Jesus knows that our faith grows as we grow in our discipleship. As the disciples carried out the Great Commission, they would witness God's presence and power over their lives. These experiences would obviously lead to a stronger faith and diminish their doubts. Christ is an equal opportunity disciple maker. He gives every one of His followers the same commission and grows our faith directly proportional to our willingness to obey Him. As we progress in our spiritual journey, God will increase our trust in Him. As our faith rises, our doubts will dwindle. As we conclude today's devotion, may Barton's words encourage you in your spiritual journey. Matthew's honesty is remarkable. Some of the disciples struggled with doubt. No Christian grows in faith without some doubt. The 5-year-olds who took in every Bible story will become the 15-year-olds who want to know how, what, why, when, and where. And they will grow too and press for deeper answers along the way. When you doubt, don't be discouraged. It's not a sin nor a failure. It's a normal part of spiritual growth. Keep talking with thoughtful Christian friends and teachers. Keep studying and praying. Keep serving the Lord. And keep asking questions and looking for answers. God gave you a mind to discover His truth. Don't let anyone tell you that discovery is wrong. Some questions to consider today. How do you worship God amid doubt, knowing that He will strengthen your faith the longer you walk with Him? How important is it for you to know that God gave the Great Commission to both those who worshiped Him and those who doubted? And finally, how can you encourage other believers that doubt is a normal part of the discovery process? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.